Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will sit down with Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman, Humboldt wrestlers Brody Hendricks, Tice Clarkin, and Owen Mayall, and later on hear from the Humboldt Robotics team with head coach Dave Orr and members Henry Borman and Adam Manns. Our first guests are the Humboldt boys wrestling team as the Wildcats enter the final day of the 2023-24 season with championships Saturday from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Humboldt freshman Brody Hendricks at the 165 weight class is within striking distance of history as he will wrestle in the state finals tonight, a win away from becoming the first freshman in Humboldt boys wrestling program history to win a state championship. Hendricks faces number 7 seed Colin Young of Waller Dubuque in the state finals tonight. I caught up with Hendricks Friday after his semifinal victory over number 1 seed Max Gast of Osage.
So before the match, we kind of planned last night, and this morning I just had to push my pace and stay on my attacks. So the first period, my goal was to get a few takedowns. I think I had one. My goal was to stay on the attack, and I did. Second period, I went down. I knew I had to get out and just keep pushing the pace. He'd gas out eventually. And that's what we saw every other match as he gasses out towards the second and third period. And then right at the end, just a tough ride to end it. Confident boost.
Time's winding down, end of the match. Once it hit zero on the scoreboard there and you realize you're heading on to the finals, what's running through your mind?
I was honestly speechless. I didn't even know how to feel. I was excited, but the job's not done yet. So.
Now, did you envision this freshman year, being able to do this right off the bat and have a chance to do it in year one?
I really did, honestly, but that was my goal, and that's all I worked for. I could see it happening, but I just had to put the time and effort into it.
You're going to face off against Colin Young. What's these next 24 hours going to be like for you?
It's going to be a lot of recovery and then just preparing for what he has to offer. And then I watch a couple matches, and my goal is to stay on my stuff and not let him do anything.
And, be one of three guys here that are getting to be in placement matches. What's it mean to get to go into the final days still having another two guys with you out on the mat?
It means a lot because I know Owen and Tice put just as much, if not more, effort than I do. So, I mean, they work just as hard as anyone else in the room. And to be able to finish out the placement day with them means a lot because, I mean, that's what we work for.
So you have a chance to be the first freshman to win a state title for Humboldt. What does that sentence mean to you?
It means a lot. Just like Kevin Dresser, Ursuline, Tony. I mean, they're Hall of Fame guys. Knowing I'm on their level just makes me just want to work more. It's motivation.
Well, congratulations, Brody, and best of luck Saturday night.
Thank you.
Humboldt junior Tice Clarkin at 126 and junior Owen Mayall at 120 both got through the blood round and qualified for 7th place matches. Clarkin talked about his journey at the tournament.
It's been a goal of mine for a really long time to be down here on the podium and competing with the best of the best. I might have fallen a little short of my ultimate goal for the season, but I'm satisfied with the way I performed down here this week.
You're able to get through the blood round, get on the podium here and for placement matches. Take me through a couple of your matches here today.
So blood round, it's notoriously the most dreaded round, and I was super nervous for that. I knew I'd wrestled the kid before and I handled him well before. I still couldn't stop those nerves, but I got over that, ended up winning the blood round. And then the turnaround was really quick for that last match there. I mean, it was not near long enough for my body to recover. So I was kind of tired going into it, but I was able to get through that and do everything I could there.
Lastly, to have a chance to do it now, junior year, being on the podium. I mean, what does that mean after all the work you put in?
Worked pretty hard, and now I've kind of gotten the feel for the high school state tournament here. So next year I'll really be ready to come down here, try to make a name for myself.
Well, thanks, Tice, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Mayall battled back after a loss to Caden Jones of Union LaPorte City in the first round on Wednesday, and he is set to face Jones again in the 7th place matchup today.
It means a lot. I definitely did not think I'd be here. It's just surreal. It just feels great, and can't wait to get back on there.
In your 7th place matchup, you get to do it against a guy who knocked you off on Wednesday, to have a chance to face off against him again to win a placement match here.
Feels good. Just going for it. I'm going to get him this time.
So with the last match coming up, you get one more day to go through the whole routine of a day. What's preparation going to look like for you these next 24 hours?
Wake up, hopefully feeling good, get our pre-meet in, and go from there.
Congratulations, Owen, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Humboldt Wildcats head coach Chad Beeman spoke on his three wrestlers' performances going into the final day, starting with Hendricks.
I'm just excited for him. You know, he's earned this. It's not something that was really a surprise. I mean, he trains so hard. Wrestling is so important to him, and he does so much outside of the season to prepare. And so he's earned this. So we're excited for him. He's been in similar type environments before. I know this is his first high school state tournament final, but what an outstanding year, and he's just had an awesome tournament so far.
You see the type of tournament he's had just with victories here, but now he goes up tomorrow night. Just your thoughts on how you're going to prepare him.
Look at a little bit of tape tonight, watch some old matches, maybe watch some of the matches from the current tournament, get kind of a game plan together. And but really, when Brody cuts loose and he's just himself, and I mean, he stays in really good position and is able to attack and get to scores when he needs to be him, and he'll have a great final.
Two of your wrestlers also in seventh place matches, Tyce Clarkin at 126 and Owen Mayall. He's going to face off against a wrestler that he lost to in the opening round in that seventh place match.
Owen has had an outstanding tournament. I mean, that was a match Owen was in, had a chance to steal that one away, and he's had an awesome tournament. Just been wrestling well. He's been aggressive in the neutral position. He's been aggressive on top. Super proud of his efforts, and again, another one that he's earned what he's got here.
And then Tyce Clarkin.
He's one that we've thought all year long he's a kid that can be on the medal stand, and so he's proven just that. He's had a great tournament. Super tough draw there with CJ Davis there to on the consolation side, but he was right in the match until the end, and fell a little bit short. You know, a lot of trouble getting to his double underhooks. Kid really had a very strategic match plan, and another one we're excited for. He's had a great tournament and gets to hang a medal around his neck. That's pretty cool.
Overall, you're going in the final day of the season here at the championship matches. This season, the wrestlers this year for your program.
It's been a great season. This has been a fun group of kids to coach. They care about each other. They rally around one another. I mean, we've got teammates that this means just as much to them as it does the guys that are getting medals around their neck this weekend. So, no, it's been a special team. They've had a great year. I know I speak on behalf of all of our coaches. We're proud of our kids. We're proud that we get to coach these guys, and they've earned everything they've received.
Congratulations, Coach, on the wrestlers' performances, and best of luck in the final day of the season.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
The final day of wrestling from Wells Fargo Arena begins with all classes at 9 o'clock this morning, with consolation semifinals and placement matches for 7th, 5th, and 3rd place. The morning session wraps up at 2:15 this afternoon, with the evening session starting championship matches and the grand march at 5:30. Our next guest is a Humboldt Robotics team with head coach Dave Orr and members Henry Borman and Adam Manns. The Humboldt Robotics team a week ago competed at their league championship at Clear Lake, going 5-1 in their qualifying matches and advancing to the semifinals, where although they would lose, they still qualified for the state tournament on criteria of the third highest scoring team in the league. It is the program's first qualification for the state tournament since 2017. I sat down with the trio to discuss their competition.
For you guys heading off to the state competition, but first, let's talk about get to compete at Clear Lake. What was that experience like, getting to compete at the league championship?
For me personally, it was just like a really nerve-wracking experience, because we knew we had a chance to go to state going into it, but we still had to play really good.
Obviously, you know, there's a little bit of pressure going into something like that. I mean, were you guys nervous going in to that competition?
Yeah, I'd say we were pretty nervous. Like Henry said, there was a lot of pressure going in. And this competition is really what it depended on, because so much could happen and change if we went state or not.
And then, Coach, take us through what the competition was like there at Clear Lake. And this should go kind of in your eyes.
The day starts with 6 qualification matches. Every team has 6 matches. And each one of those matches count. You keep continuing to move up and down the leaderboard. So we started the day at 2nd, and we lost a match, fell down, and then we worked our way back up and ended in 3rd. So then those top teams get to select their partners, and we made it to the semifinals. And then there we went 1-2, but because we had scored so high during the season and during those 6 matches, we were able to go on the criteria of the 3rd best team points-wise. And they have a quite an extensive list of criteria. So yeah, we were just really, really excited. And like the guy said, it really was intense, very nerve wracking. You lose a match, you fall way down. Every match, everything was really, really intense and really counted. So we'd been at this since September, and we just put so many hours, and we knew we had a good robot, and to see the potential to not go was really stressful. So it was very exciting to hear our name called.
To advance after all that hard work. I mean, what's that feeling like when you hear your name called and know that you're going to get to compete at Extreme Arena in Coralville?
It was just amazing because we've never done anything like this before. We were not really expecting to go after we lost in that final tournament, but it was great.
Being in your senior year, I mean, what does it mean to be able to do it for the first time?
It's been an experience. It's been amazing. And I'm really glad I was able to make it at least once. The way to end off my robotics career.
Talk a little bit about what you guys were able to build this year.
Throughout the year, we had to make a lot of adjustments to our robot. Pretty much all the competitions, we changed at least one or two things. And I know like the coding, which Adam did, was a lot of work. And that was a big part of our success.
Every match starts with a 30-second autonomous period where the robot goes and controls on its own for 30 seconds and completes a series of tasks. So my job was to make it do that, which took a lot of time and trial and it not working. But eventually we got it to work, and that's one of the main contributors to us going to state, I think.
And then, Coach, how proud are you of this group?
Well, I'm just really proud of you know, we have 10 members, and you know, we brought our senior representative, and we have Adam, the programmer, with us today. But there's 8 others that are there. And this year in particular, people really, you have to kind of find a role and a way to contribute, be part of the team. It's kind of been a feeling out process the last couple of years, but this year it's just been amazing. We get to practice, we get to work, people know what to do, they know how to contribute, and they feel part of it. We've spent countless hours the last several months, and we were talking about it last week. We might be spending too much time together. We know we can finish everybody's sentences, but it's a ton of fun, and honestly, it's just a real special group, a real special season, and it's just, we're just on cloud 9 with get to go to the next level and compete Coralville. Well, at the beginning of the day, you have an interview where there's a panel of judges, and they ask you about your process of designing the robot, like Henry said, and the programming, like Adam talked about, and the whole, the experience, the journey of making a robot and competing. So that's the interview that uses our engineers' portfolio that we bring. And so our interview in Clear Lake, they provide a lot of feedback. So they give us some really good ideas on things we need to add or change or do, not only in the interview, but our portfolio. And then there's going to be, it's a 2-day event. They'll have some preliminary rounds of matches, qualifying matches, and they'll divvy us up into 2 separate divisions. And so there'll be 2 20-team divisions. And from there, we'll compete in the same process at Clear Lake and try to get enough points and enough scoring to be in, again, see if we can't get ourselves up towards the top and be part of an alliance that moves on to the semifinals.
The Robotics State Tournament is March 1st through 2nd at Extreme Arena in Coralville. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.